FHS and the NDHSAA.
Good morning. Waking you up here, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Some light snow and 18 degrees. We do this every Wednesday. Talk with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. I got Sam on the phone with me this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, the other day, I was, true story, I was actually going on your website, and I'm going, what services don't you offer at OSPTI? You got everything going on over there. Fill us in on this.
Yes, I know. It's kind of the beginning of the year, so I figured, why don't we talk about what we truly offer? And it like you said, it's a wide range. We offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy services. And just besides those therapy services, we also offer gym and pool memberships. So you're always welcome to come in and utilize our gym and our pool, which is always a nice 92 degrees. And it's a smaller, we kind of keep it, not so many people can be in there. So that's kind of a nice thing. We have exercise equipment in our pool area for people to utilize as far as like ankle weights, water dumbbells, our noodles, kickboards, and other like weights for your hands or even like fins for your hands. We have different kinds of things for a pool that not many people actually know that we offer. And besides those different like exercise equipment, we even have a training center facility just to the south of our building that has exercise equipment, like top of the line new equipment that not many people actually have. We have Rizzy Hager is actually one of our PTAs, and she's also trained in exercise science. So she does a lot of our exercise classes for, we have adult programs, and we even have programs for our school-age kids that are tailored for their sports. We offer those, and even besides our exercise programs, we even offer dry needling. We have traction machines. We have an aqua waterbed, which I believe Stacy will be talking about next week.
Okay.
Like I said, it's just so many different things that we offer. It's kind of nice to refresh everybody what we really do offer here.
Well, and it just seems like your list of services over there just keeps growing all the time. Just keep adding to it. Is that a pretty fair assumption?
Yeah, we kind of like to check to see, like, what are the new things that we could be offering? Like, what is the new technology? What is the new skills? So we try to, like, update things and kind of stay fresh with the new trends, kind of, what's going on. So, like, dry needling, that's a new thing. We even offer running analysis. If you're one that's just getting new to running and you just feel like something's not right with how you run, we will offer running analysis, not just for adults, but for your kids, too. So that's just a fun little new thing that we've been kind of offering
and try
to be there to help everybody to kind of get to where they want to be in life and be a better and fit person.
Absolutely, and making us all healthy. And Sam, people can find this on your website, right, your list of services?
Yes, you can find them there, and you can always hop onto our Facebook page. We tend to post different things that we do here and do videos, so those are always good things to kind of look out for as well.
What's your number over there, Sam?
You can reach us at our Breckenridge location at 218-641-7725.
Great to talk with you. Listen, stay warm, and we'll catch up next Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
That is Sam from OSPTI, and we talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council Chair Mark Wilson and President Ryan LeGrand recently traveled with Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor and Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper to Ottawa. The group met with government officials and other energy and transportation sector leaders. Wilson said Canada is one of the U.S. agriculture's most important export markets, with room to continue to grow, especially in biofuels. Both Emily and Jeff brought their expertise and the outlooks on the state of the U.S. ethanol production, and I think we made an impression that our industry is ready to meet any and all increases in Canada's biofuel production. Conversations covered human environmental benefits of ethanol and biofuels' role in uplifting producers and the broader agricultural community. LeGrand says there are so many factors that make Canada such a vital market for our producers, ranging from sheer demand to its proximity to key growing regions. It's been a tough go for the U.S. agricultural economy so far in 2026. Matt Clark is the interim executive director for Terrain Ag, said the livestock sector entered the year in better shape than the grain producers.
Unfortunately, we're off to a bit of a tough start for 2026. There's no way around that. In some ways, the cattle market had kind of a shock to end 2025. Most of that market has recovered a little bit, so that's good. Not all the way recovered, but we've seen some improvement there, at least on some prices. So for your cow-calf guys, they're doing okay.